I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, April 21st. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Jason Bishop, and Eric Bickle. We touched on a couple of these things in the Junkies sports page, but we're now just a couple days away from the NFL draft, and the report comes from Ian Rappaport that the Redskins are now receiving some calls about that number two pick, and though they don't intend on trading out of that number two pick, they're at least listening, which means they're willing. They're not just shutting it down.
Right, and I'm excited, actually, because I've just heard no buzz for the last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, when they first won this, the sort of the sweepstakes there, you know, the tanking for Chase, you know, there was some hope that other teams would want to talk to him about moving up and maybe draft Tua or somebody. And all that has died down over the last 3 or 4 weeks. So this whole idea that now suddenly the phone is actually ringing and they're not just saying, nope, sorry, we're locked in. I'm excited because at the end of the day, as great as Chase is going to be, if you could tell me we could potentially get 3 first-rounders instead of one, I'm all about that.
Yeah, that'd be huge. And you wonder, you know, there have been all these reports, mostly, I'm guessing mostly smoke, that the Dolphins aren't interested in Tua, that they're now looking at Jordan Love and Justin Herbert. There's this infatuation. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, when they go to the tape, which is what they have to look at, and they look at the film and the accomplishments, Tua was unbelievable in college. And so if you're okay with the injury history, I would imagine that the teams that want a quarterback, they don't want Justin Herbert. They don't want to roll the dice Jordan Love. They want Tua.
Seems like there's a lot of anti-Herbert sentiment like the last 48 hours. It seems like his name's starting to get pushed out. But you can't really believe anything you hear at this point. There's a lot of smoke screens, a lot of misinformation.
Right.
So, you're right.
I mean, Herbert could go number three. Somebody could vault up and loves him more than Tua, and they feel like he's not going to last to wherever they pick. So, I mean, he could go third. He could go 20th. I mean, we just don't know at this point. That's what makes the draft so must-watch and fascinating.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie and say I watched Justin Herbert in college because I didn't.
Okay? Draft T-shirt,
but
did.
Justin Herbert, to me, if he gets drafted that high, feels like the Mitch Trubisky of this draft. That's just what it feels like. Trubisky got drafted ahead of guys who should have clearly gone before him, like Deshaun Watson, to me, most notably. And I know Mahomes got drafted, but Deshaun Watson was unbelievable in college, kind of like a Tua. And how could somebody get drafted before him?
Is it Herbert, criticizing his
accuracy? Yes.
Like missing wide open guys.
Jordan Love as well, too.
Yeah.
Herbert was much better in accuracy last year than he was the year before.
Right.
Same with Love. Love was not good last year. But the year before, it was really good. Now, I think there were some changes. I'm sure he lost some receivers. Maybe there was an offensive coordinator change. Maybe it was a new system. But Herbert played a lot more in college than Trubisky did. I don't know if I'd compare the two. Now, they could be both overdrafted. I could agree with you there. But the way I look at it right now, if Miami – I don't know why Miami would trade multiple first-round picks to move up to two, because they can get – I think they can get two at five. I don't know why they would have to move up.
And they also like Love. Not. Like they feel like they can probably just sit at their – what is it? They have 5, 18, and 26?
Yeah.
They're probably just thinking, you know what? If we don't get the guy we like at 5, if we like Jordan Love, we'll take him at 18 or 26.
Yeah, but hold on. What if it's somebody that just wants to move up for Chase Young? Because they have Chase Young as the number one player on their board, and they're already locked in at quarterback. Why are we assuming it's only going to be a quarterback that guys are moving up for? Right?
Because Miami has the most to offer.
But they're not necessarily the ones that Rappaport said is the one calling.
No, I'm not. No, he said multiple teams.
You're right, Eric. Like the Lions. The Lions might just say, hey, we want to draft Chase Young. Chase Young is our guy.
Right.
And they, I don't know what they would do. They swap those picks, and then they entice the Redskins with something else.
Like what? They don't have what these other teams can offer. They don't
maybe
have what
Miami maybe they're willing to dump a left tackle.
Yeah, maybe they have a left tackle and another pick or whatever the hell they have.
I just think we need multiple players. That's just not – all those scenarios you're throwing out there is just not enough to move up to two.
Okay, but – no, but what I'm saying is I don't have the Lions roster in front of me, but let's say it's a swap of picks. So the Redskins just go down one pick. The Lions really love Chase Young. Redskins like Chase Young, but they're also high on Isaiah Simmons, whatever's on their board. They're comparable, right? And they just decide, okay – we'll forego Chase Young because we believe Montez Sweat is going to be a monster sacking the quarterback now that we move to the 4-3.
Yeah, my guy.
And we like our defensive line, but we really need to improve at linebacker. Let's swap and you pilfer a starter. I don't know. Whatever starter that the Lions might offer you, that wouldn't be enough to drop
one pick. How about
Kenny
Galladay?
No.
I would take Kenny Galladay if they were willing to offer him.
I doubt they're going to trade
him. But I don't think that would happen.
That wouldn't be enough for me to give up Chase Young. It's the Lions. How good are their starters? That's not enough for me.
Okay, but as Cake said, what if it is a Kenny Galladay?
They're not trading Kenny Galladay.
Hey, your Niners.
Throwing that out
I don't know
there.
If you're reading the reports. Your Niners apparently willing to deal all kinds of starters.
Well, they're willing to deal Goodwin. You know how much better Galladay is than Marquise Goodwin?
So much better. Kenny Galladay is basically a Pro Bowler.
Also trying to deal Tevin Coleman.
Again,
well, who wants him? Who
guys
wants
a all the time?
You want a washed running back? No, thank you.
Look, I'm just saying that I just don't think any of those scenarios are enough to entice me to trade out to another pick and take someone other than Chase Young.
The fact that there's some buzz that some people are poking around because you never know, something could happen here. It could get a little desperate. I don't know. There's
buzz because we're 2 days away now. That's why there's buzz, because deadlines spur deals.
Yeah.
Because teams now know that there's not much time left to get a deal done. So now it's starting to ramp up.
It is so
good.
True. Everybody in life procrastinates.
Of course. Everybody waits till the last minute. Pay your rent early? Do you pay your mortgage early? I don't.
Nope. Grace period.
I never pay it early.
Grace period.
I might pay it a few days late.
your mortgage is automatically deducted, isn't it, from your bank account, Rick?
Not at all.
Mine isn't.
Mine is not.
No.
What?
I determine when the mortgage
I don't
gets
wanna,
paid.
Because they would take it out on the 1st. I'm waiting until the 14th or 15th.
Well, you got to wait that long.
You can set the date on your own.
No, I'm not doing that.
I set the date on my own every month.
Oh, my God. I would stress out if I had to think about that.
You don't even do any of it.
Yeah. Right.
When's the last time you wrote a check?
I know my wife does it, but it's all automatic.
Not in my house.
Yeah. I'm with checks. You, Jason and John.
Yeah. Checks and stamps. Checks and stamps. Checks and stamps. Checks and stamps.
Not checks and stamps. Anyway, we can open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. How hard do you want the Redskins to explore potential deals?
Very hard. As hard as possible. I want them to take every single phone call.
They should have a dedicated person just sitting by the phone, the deal phone.
Yes.
It just like that person doesn't even sleep, or it just goes in shifts. But you're monitoring that phone from now until the end of the pick on Thursday night.
And it's not because I'm desperate to move Chase. It's because I'm desperate to capitalize on Chase and get as much value as I can.
Because I want to hear offers.
Yes.
I want to hear what's coming. But what are you going to give me for what I've got?
You might be a better team if you stick with Chase Young
True.
As opposed to taking three players.
You
might be, but let me see what the offer is.
Okay.
Let me evaluate.
I'm not saying don't listen. I'm just saying I hope there's some sane people in that war room where they say, all right, hold on. Let's cool your jets.
Well, hold on,
Let's
Jason.
Make sure we know that these players aren't as good as Chase Young.
They might not be, but Isaiah Simmons, as JP mentioned, I mean, everybody loves him. What if what if he is like the next Khalil Mack or something, right? And then now you've really got something, and then you can get maybe one or two other guys?
Maybe. Okay. All right. I'm just saying, I think that Chase Young probably rates higher on everyone's board than Isaiah Simmons.
Right, but what if Isaiah Simmons what if Simmons is just a notch below? Just a notch below, and then you could get another, you know? Listen, I'm a big fan of the sum of all parts sometimes is greater than just one stud.
We can agree to disagree on that.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from Redskins fans just a couple days away regarding the latest from Ian Rappaport that the Redskins are listening to teams who are trying to move up to the number two pick in the draft. The other thing that we're hearing is that this is the week. Don't know if it's going to be before the draft or after the draft, but this is the week that Trent Williams will finally get dealt. How low of a pick will you accept? Would you dump him cakes for a fourth rounder right now?
Yes. I would try to hold out for a third.
I'm going
to
hold out.
I'm going to hold out for a third, but if somebody offers me, I want a mid to high fourth round pick.
Weren't they holding out for a first at one point?
Well, again, blame Bruce Allen. That big stupid. That's the whole reason the Redskins are in this situation.
I actually think Scott McLuhan threw them a bone by putting out there publicly that Trent is better than any player in the draft right now, any left tackle in the draft, and he'd be the number one left tackle taken. That's helpful.
Look at McLuhan coming off the top rope,
right?
Look at that move.
He threw him a bone by saying that.
In the quote, he's saying he's a football player. Trent Williams is a football player.
Yeah,
that guy. He's a football player.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 as we're talking Redskins and NFL draft.
All right, let's go to Mo, our guy Mo in Largo. Hey, Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I'm definitely with Lurch this morning. None of those scenarios are plausible because you have the second overall pick. So the only team that legitimately has the capital is Miami because they have the fifth, and I believe they have like the 18th. Because if you're giving up the second, you're going to need at least two first-round picks this year and probably something in the second, maybe another first next year. And I don't think they're willing to trade out of the top five when you've got the second overall pick. And none of the other teams in the top five have another first-round pick that's high enough to make it feasible. So, I guess they can entertain offers. But if it ain't Miami, I don't think they're going to make a move. That's just how I see it. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, but I just want to hear what they're offering. Maybe they'll surprise you. You know, give you a player. Maybe they give you a couple seconds. I mean, who knows? Especially if you move with Detroit and you only move down one spot.
Right. And what Miami makes the most sense right now, but what we don't know is teams may make little trades and move up in the draft and acquire draft picks, and all of that movement could become a new suitor that we're not talking about.
Right.
And I saw a few days ago Atlanta's trying to move up. I'm not saying Atlanta wants a quarterback. They certainly don't want a quarterback.
I think they're at 16. That's going to be tough for them to move up. But they could.
The point is there are teams that are trying to move in the draft for different players. So, yes, Miami is the most – it makes the most sense right now for a trade with the Redskins. But there may be other teams that we don't know right now. They could come into the equation.
I'm taking all calls, but the only call I really want to listen to is Miami. I don't want to listen to Jacksonville. I don't want to listen to the Raiders. I don't want to listen to, San Francisco. I don't want to listen to any of those teams because their top pick isn't high enough for me to trade out.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Quick shout out to our friends from Crop Metcalf. During the commercial break, I got my reminder that they're coming to the house at 8 o'clock this morning, and they'll be here to try and figure out where the leak was. So a couple weeks ago, my air conditioning wasn't working when it was hotter than it is right now, and they came over to the house, boom, fixed things for the time being, but there was a leak, so I don't know exactly what they did. They put some dye into the system or something like that so they can find exactly where the leak is.
Got a life
leak. They'll be over here in about 40 minutes.
Nice.
Hook that up.
Nice.
So if you hear a doorbell at some point, then I'm going to have to roll and at least let them in the house.
Very good.
Real quick, I wanted to mention, I know we're going to take some calls here on people that want to chime in on the skin situation, but you guys know that I've been out in the backyard, and I'm the fire king now. It's my new bit.
Yeah.
And I think I told you a few weeks ago, my brother was out here, and he was chopping some trees down for me in the backyard for the deck, for the new deck. And one of them happened to be this tree called an ironwood tree. And he was like, this is the hardest tree. Everyone went through 3 chainsaws to chop it down. So on the left side of my house, to make a very long story short, I have a bunch, I mean a bunch, of chopped up pieces of tree, several trees, and a lot of it's great kindling that I go over there and I break it up with my hands. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is large chunks because, you know, my brother didn't chop it into logs. So there might be an 8-foot section of a tree, right? A bunch of those.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put out there on Twitter, I said, I think I need to get an axe or something. What do you get? And then people were like telling me, no, you need a maul or you need an axe. Do I need an axe, a maul, or a chainsaw, Cakes?
How would I know the answer to that question?
I don't necessarily need to split the wood. I need to just chop like 8-foot sections into more log-like.
Well, that sounds to me you need some sort of saw device.
Not like an axe? I feel like I want to swing an axe.
You're going to swing an axe?
I got all day.
When's the last time you swung an axe?
It'd be the first time.
I think
probably cut your foot off.
Look, I know nothing, but I think a chainsaw is more efficient.
I feel like that's cheating.
Easier.
Get an axe, but you think an axe will do the trick?
Yes, of course it will.
To break up long sections of like big thick tree.
Yeah, you know what? Do the axe and then film it. You know, and then send it to me. I want to see it. It's going to take you months.
I'm not okay, but it gives me something to do. I don't know about you. I don't know what to do all day.
Hey, EB, it's your pal Greg Norman here with my chainsaw. I nearly cut my hand off with the chainsaw.
I feel like it would be good.
You did the same.
I feel like it would be good exercise.
Go run around the block.
Yeah, I don't like doing that. By the way, I realized that when I'm on my bike, I never looked at it ever before. Does this make sense, JP? I did 45 minutes and it said 16 miles.
Sure.
That's silly. I felt like a beast.
Yeah, but you're on a bike.
Okay, I mean, it's I know. Like... I'm not running, but I still.
I bought
bike
this...
16 miles,
that
Kate.
Sounds right.
I bought this Garmin watch a couple months ago from Pacers Running Store. Yes, I bought it.
That's shocking in and of itself.
I had no idea that it had all these features on. All I really knew how to do was set it up to figure out how far I was running and how fast I was running. But I just discovered that I can look at like my week history and all these sort of things. I ran 28 miles last week.
Nice.
But I mean, I had no idea. I can see my pulse, get my steps. I was clueless. I just bought the device. Of course, didn't look at the instructions. Tossed that right out. And it's taken me weeks to kind of discover the features.
Now that you mention that, I think I lost my golf watch.
What is a golf watch?
It just has the GPS of all the golf range? Courses, so it just gives me general, you know.
The range finder?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, 150 to the middle of the green, 120 to the
front.
Hold on,
you can't look down at the markers?
It makes it a lot easier.
Some courses don't have markers that...
What?
Prevalent. Yeah, plus when you're way off the fairway, you need all the help you can get.
You're never near a marker in the fairway.
I know. That's a good, that's an appropriate Joan. Yeah. I deserve that one.
So if EB was you, okay, cause he'd see 150 yards on his watch, and you go, okay, 3 wood. Right? Yeah.
It's 5 iron for Cakes.
Okay, here comes the Joan.
Cakes, if you're in the middle, if you're in the middle of the fairway, Cakes, if you're in the middle of the fairway and the markers is 150
yes.
to like the center of the green, but the pin's playing way up. And it's really 120
it's
or 125.
135. I haven't okay. Failed. I've got
All
it
right.
down.
All right.
But I never play golf anymore, so it doesn't matter.
I'm telling you, it's much easier if you know exactly where the pin is.
Well, what Jason's talking about is even better when I'm doing. I'm just using something general, especially when you play like a different course or something. Just gives you a rough idea. Anyway, that also counts my steps. It does all that stuff. I don't even know where I put that thing. Where is that thing?
Yeah, buy another one.
I'm going to buy another thing. It was like $300. Anyway, people are saying get a chainsaw. I'm going to have a heart attack.
By swinging the axe.
Yeah, but I feel like swinging an axe is like really manly.
Hey, I did it with my couch in my basement many years ago. I haven't done it since.
Well, that's true. Do you have them? Maybe I'll borrow yours.
I don't still have it. It didn't make the move somehow.
That's like, when did you move? 15 years ago? 20 years ago?
I moved in 2003, 17 years ago. Yeah.
Right, right.
Long time ago.
Bic,
all right, let's
you,
go to the phones.
When you pull your back or you hurt your shoulder or you do something when you're swinging an axe for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Why would it be 2 hours?
I'm not going to cut like four logs. Maybe I'll do 20 minutes. Maybe I'll do 15 minutes. Me?
Oh, it'll take him at least an hour to cut four logs.
Hey, I'm in no rush to finish the job. I got a lifetime of quarantine. We're not
Have your son
anywhere.
Do it. Have your son do it. It'd be a good workout for him.
It's good for me. I'm looking for a workout. All right. Want to bang out these calls? Let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Glenn in Virginia Beach. Hey, Glenn, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, Junkies. Big fan of y'all.
Thank you, Glenn.
I heard a good scenario of a trade the other day would be a three-team trade. Miami moves to number 2, takes Tua. Detroit moves back to number 5 and gets Miami's number 26. Redskins move back to 3, take Chase Young, and get Miami's number 18. I just thought it was a good scenario.
So who does – all right, so hold on. I'm confused. Who does – what does Washington get total?
They get the number 3 and the number 18 pick of Miami and Detroit.
I don't like that. So who do you like them to draft?
So there's three different teams trading? So you have Detroit trading, yeah. You have Washington, and you have Miami trading.
Three-team deal.
Detroit gets the number – Miami's number 5 and number 26. Washington gets Detroit's number 3 and Miami's number 18. And Miami moves up to number 2 and takes Tua.
Who do you like the Redskins to draft under that scenario?
Oh, they would take Chase Young, and then number 18, they could take, you know, whatever they need.
They get a corner or offensive lineman. I mean, you
might be juicy for receiver, Cakes.
Yeah, could be there, too.
And then why does Detroit do that? Why does Detroit do that? Give me an incentive for all the teams.
They get two number 1 picks.
Right. And why does
Miami
do it?
They're not getting two number 1 picks. They're
well,
getting
they
one extra.
They'd have a number. Well, yeah, they would get one extra.
They're dropping two spots in their top spot, and then they're getting one extra. But then they also risk not getting Chase Young.
No, they're not after Chase
Young. In this scenario, they're not getting Chase Young. The Redskins are. By moving down one pick.
They could take Simmons.
But if someone moves up to 2, assuming they're going to take a quarterback, I would think Detroit would just stay right there because they could get Chase Young.
Well, yeah, or they could get Simmons and another first-round pick.
See, Jason, yeah. I think you sleep on how high Simmons is on everybody's board.
Dude, I watched Simmons a million times in college.
I'm not suggesting that you don't. But
I know how good he is. I just think Chase Young is better.
Agreed, but he might not be that much better for some of these teams, especially if they have a need. I don't know what the Detroit's
needs are. Yeah,
but
is Chase Young better than Simmons plus whatever other player you add in the first round? That's what you have to
– Right.
That's the formula. Right.
In my opinion, yes.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
But I'm just a dumb fan.
Me too. Let's go to John in Fairfax. John, what's up, buddy? John, you're over the Junkies.
EB Hira. tree company for $1,000 and lay on your couch and watch them do it.
Well, I'm doing that too because I have some pruning that needs to be done.
Hey, the only thing the Redskins need to do is get Chase Young because they've got a veteran coach coming in who's going to, and guys play for veteran coaches who made it to Super Bowls, and I'm going to hammer that 4.5. I'm going to hammer it if they take Chase Young.
And oh, you're going to go over
4.5 wins?
Absolutely over it. And by the way, I've talked to you guys before. I'm patient zero. I actually listened to that first Saturday show. And, Jason, I'm telling you, I don't care if you have to drop $2,000 or $3,000 of your own money. This would be a perfect time for you to go to the Masters. Believe me, you don't watch the players. You just walk the course and try to get in the clubhouse. It's an experience. You're not going for watching the flight of the ball. You really don't care about that. You want to go to every place you've seen on TV. I've never heard one person say it wasn't the greatest day of their life, if you're a golfer.
Yeah, right. I agree. It's certainly a bucket list thing, but
why did Jason say when we talked about it recently he didn't want to go in November?
No, I didn't say that.
I'm just wondering.
I didn't
why
talk about going. I didn't talk about going at all.
So hold on. When we talked about this number, I thought you said the number was 5.5.
On my side, it's 5.5. I don't know. He must have.
If
a different
it's
number.
4.5, I'm putting my whole life savings on it.
Well,
oh.
They're not going to win only 4 games next year. There's
I don't
just
think
no
so
way.
Either.
You never know
so
how
either.
Things turn out.
I think that they're bad, but they're not that. I mean, it was historically bad last year. We're going to be better than that.
Yeah.
It's so hard to
you would
go,
think.
They're going to go back-to-back years with 3 wins and 4 wins.
4.5 is a lot different than 5.5.
That's a lot different.
But let's just see what happens. But let's just see who they add and who they're drafting. Who knows? Haskins get hurt in two, three weeks, and then you got Kyle Allen the rest of the year, and then you're done.
Kyle Allen, you wouldn't have said that after he started last year. You're just saying that because he finished poopy.
Well, that doesn't count.
You're looking at the whole picture. You can't forget that.
That doesn't count.
He
went
0-7
in his last 7 games.
But you're letting the finish overwhelm the start.
No,
so
I'm
in
not.
Other words, he might get hot.
I'm looking at the entire picture. Yeah, in the entire picture, he was poo.
I would let the finish overwhelm the start, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying he's great, but when a guy finishes that poorly, you forget that he actually did some really nice things in the first few weeks to the point where people were thinking he was the heir apparent. That's how good he played for a period of time.
Well, you might have been thinking that. I wasn't thinking that.
No,
put it
no,
this
no.
way,
the
if Kyle Allen was the starter.
People were throwing that out there.
Well, they're stupid because look what happened to him. He's not there anymore.
Well.
And if he was the starter for 16 weeks, there's no chance I'm betting over 5.5 wins. You wouldn't either.
4.5. I'm all over 4.5. I don't care who's the quarterback. You can be a quarterback. I'm over 4.5.
Well,
hey, just a
they
tangent.
Got 3 last year.
Just a tangent which popped into my head when EB used the word bad. How good was the music during The Last Dance? They played on Bad from Michael Jordan.
Oh,
that
was
cool.
Music.
That
was
oh,
good.
Yeah. All the old school rap was great.
Yeah.
I liked it. Let's go to Ted, line 3. Ted, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, man. He's worried about that tree, Eric. Get you a one-man buck saw like you see those lumberjack competitions on TV.
I don't even know what that is.
I love this caller, by the way.
I don't even know what that is.
It's just got a handle on one end for one man, and you got to have an oil can, and you squirt the oil down while you saw it.
You think he's got a Dennis oil can,
Boyd? I got to have a Dennis Boyd?
Never seen that on ESPN.
I have. You know what? That looks like a lot more effort. I'd rather swing an axe.
Oh, man, you'll be beating yourself to death. The axe will jump up and hit you in the head, man.
No, just let him do it.
Hold on. Why is everyone saying that? I literally know nothing.
Hey, B, you need bucksaw.
The axe is splitting wood that you're standing up on a solid piece of wood, a block, and then you split through the grain.
Yeah. Well, what about a maul? What's the difference between that and a maul?
He's going to split through his brain.
A maul is just a heavier axe.
All right, what do you need? Okay.
I want him to swing the axe.
You know what I want to do? I want to take large.
You want to get an axe? An axe is only going to weigh about 6 pounds.
Right.
I've got an old axe here. It's an antique. They don't really even make them more than about 6 pounds. But a maul, you can get them up to 16 pounds.
EB, you already have it in your mind. You're going to do the axe. So go just do the axe.
No, not if it's not going to work.
You're going to be chipping away for a while.
No. I don't want to chip away forever.
It'll look like you use a chainsaw, but it'll just take you about a couple weeks to make one cut.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So what about a maul? How long would I be there with a maul?
A Darth maul.
It'd be worse because that's just the blood. That don't have a sharp edge on it. It's not as sharp.
Right. So I need either a chainsaw or one of those.
Swinging, busting one big block for firewood when you cut it up into sections that one person can handle to put in your fireplace.
Right. Your I want it from a fire pit outside because I'm a man now.
Oh, yeah. I got a real nice one outside, but I just go out back here in the woods. I live in the country. I just find old trees, limbs that fell down. I break them on my knee and build up a big pile.
Right, that's what I've been doing. And my knees are all cut up. I got cuts on my hands. I'm a friggin' man now, Kate.
I use my empty Bush beer boxes.
No, no, this caller is a man.
Dude,
underrated what he said. He uses his Bush beer boxes.
Right.
Yeah, I use Bush beer boxes, man. It's cheap, man. Right now, money is hard to come by.
Certainly. We hear you, man. How much does a case of Bush beer go for in Orange, Virginia?
I can't find any work, so.
We're going to wait till he stops talking.
I'd be scared to go out and work anyway. I'm 60 years old and...
You scared to go to work? I don't blame you.
I've been freaking out over this virus.
Me too. What do you do for a living,
Ted? We're in a low-populated area. I still don't even like going to Food Line, but you got to go get something to eat when you can find something in there.
You wear a mask or a bandana?
A mask.
You do?
You
don't wear gloves, right? Because gloves are stupid.
No. I don't wear gloves. I just clean my hands when I go in, clean the cart off. They have the spray.
Right.
Come out, I spray my hands again, and... Don't touch my face. Get home.
He got it down. Again. He's got the routine down.
You keep doing that, Ted, you're going to be good. Yeah. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I'm hoping Ocean City, Maryland home is up by August because.
Yeah, you and Valdez both.
Down there for a week.
Where are you going
to
stay?
I'm going to go fishing, man. I'm missing the fishing down there.
Where are you going to stay,
I'll
down
meet
there?
You at Barefoot Mailman.
Well, hold on. Couldn't you go fishing now or you can't?
Yeah, you can, but we are in Virginia and we really don't want to travel down that far with Virginia tags.
Right.
And we could, but, you know, it's not an emergency, and we decided to wait till August.
Ted.
What's your biggest catch in Ocean City?
26-inch long sheep's head, weighed 12 pounds, 8 ounces. It was about the fourth biggest at the time caught in the inlet, down at the inlet.
Wow.
Valdez knows it well.
Wait, Ted, real quick, I'm fascinated by you. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I just jack of all trades, work for myself. I used to do natural gas work all around Northern Virginia, all the way up into Frostburg, Maryland.
Back
in my younger days, I was a foreman up there, and then traffic got so bad, I got tired of driving up there.
Do you know how to do electrical work? I need some electrical work done.
Well, I can do it, but...
You're not licensed?
Jack of all trades. I'm doing some now around
jack of all trades
in the apartment, yeah. But...
Let me
he
ask
can
you
do
this,
it, but he's probably not licensed to do it. Two and a half hours away, B.
I'm not licensed.
All right. Well, I just want to ask you this because my wife mocked me yesterday.
No, you can find anybody around where you live that will be glad to do it. And they should come in with a mask on and everything. And
right. I'm with you.
Make sure of that.
But, Ted, let me ask you real quick. Here's what I want. Here's my ask. Not for you, but is it doable without it going broke? So I have this patio thing, whatever you call it, with my fire pit off my deck, and I want to have some electricity out there. I want a glamp by my fire pit, so I want to be able to plug in stuff by my fire.
Are you on the ground or are you on the deck?
I'm on the ground. I'm on the ground. I'm on a patio.
Yeah, okay.
Is that hard to do?
Yeah, you'll have to come out through the wall, have them drill out near like where one of your posts is probably coming down from your deck. Do you have a deck over the patio?
The deck is adjacent to the patio.
Yeah, you can still do that, but you're going to have to get out and they'll run. When they get outside, they'll put a junction box probably where you can't really see it that well behind something.
Is it cost prohibitive?
Yes.
And then they'll come out of that. You come out with your conduit and run down to the ground and dig on.
Yeah, you're coming out with
and they're going to have two people. They're going to have one guy's going to have a laborer with him to do the digging while he's.
Right. What do you think? Let's cut to the chase. What do you think
the
cost is?
It'd be more than $600 unless it's a long distance. How far is it?
It's probably about 30 feet, 40 feet.
Okay. That's from the outside of your house to the fire pit.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How's it far from your panel box or a light?
I don't even know where that is.
Oh, shoot. It's in the basement, I'm sure. And it's going to be on the outside wall. It's going to be where your meter is, somewhere near where the outside meter is on the inside.
Ted, you are the man.
He may be able to hook into one of your lights. It's a finished garage, so I would think.
Ted, we got to run.
Ted.
I know. Hey, here's what you do on the Redskins.
Yeah.
Real short and sweet. Forget Chase Young, take Tua. In the long run, he's going to be better than Haskins.
Tua guy.
All right. I'm with you. I'm kind of with you on that.
And get a good pick next year, too.
There's Ted, we got a lot in common, you and I.
Take two fours for
Yeah, both hurt things.
Take a four this year and a four next year.
Take two fours. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, right,
coming up next, a new feature on the show. We're doing a World Series rewind presented by Waldorf Honda. We'll get to that next here on the Junkies.
All right, if you're worried that uncertainty could lead to loss of home equity, talk to the experts, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of Keller Williams Realty. They'll help you make decisions with honest, straightforward advice about interest rates, your home's value, the rental market, and buying or selling a home. Plus, the Reynolds team guarantees to sell your home at list price or they'll pay you the difference. There's never been a better time to have an expert on your side. Call the Reynolds team at 844-654-SOLD. That's 844-654-SOLD and start packing.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As we touched on, we've got a new segment, a new daily segment, World Series Rewind. We're going to check in on what's been going on with the Nats leading up to their World Series victory last year in 2019. It's presented by our friends at Waldorf Honda. Let's get to today's clip, fellas.
Now the 3-2 to Turner. Swinging a line drive left field. Way back there. This one may go. It's gone. It's gone. Goodbye. A line drive home run for Trey Turner. Zoom goes Turner, and a curly W is in the books as his teammates await to mob him at home plate. It's a walk-off home run with one out of the bottom of the ninth inning for Trey Turner, a multi-home run game. And the Nationals get their first curly W of the year in walk-off style. The final score, the Nationals 6 and the Mets 5.
I remember thinking after that, wow, this is according to script. We're just going to be silly. I mean, they ended up being, but they had a disastrous start. And that game did not portend that at all. Like, you're like, whoa, this is, you know, you thought that was going to be the start of great things. And they just got off to a rough start. The guys got hurt. Well, how many games into it was it when Trey got in on the finger? Wasn't that many games, right? I can't remember, but it was pretty early on.
Because that was the Nats avoiding the sweep, the opening series sweep there. So that was a huge moment. I mean, I know it's early in the season, but you don't want to get in too big of a hole early. And Trey saved him there with that walk-off ding-donger.
Right. When did he go down? Was it like it was within the first 2 weeks of the season, wasn't it, when he got hit on the finger? Maybe not. Maybe I'm just making it up.
No, it was very early.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was cool. God, I miss it. Don't you miss it?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you miss the baseball season. You miss that the daily routine of it.
And this new plan that they're proposing, I mean, I just think it's nuts.
It's bizarre, but I'm for it.
Well, of course, I'm for anything. But, I mean, can you imagine players traveling 2 or 3 hours to certain stadiums? I just don't see it. I would think that the Arizona plan is more plausible, but, you know, if they want to go in three different states with the roofs, I guess it's possible. I just don't know if the player's going to go for it.
Why it's good that they're exploring all options.
Why can't
it tells
they just
you they want to make it happen?
Play from all their regular stadiums, charter their own flights so that they'll know that it's safe. You know what I mean? They don't have to go through the typical screening when you have your own private plane. Why can't they just play from their own stadiums, no fans?
Maybe it's just adding more variables. The more you travel, the more people you're going to deal with, even if it is their own plane, maybe coming off the plane, baggage people. I don't know.
They're well, hold on, JP. Let's slow this down. I hear what you're saying, but I haven't flown private. Jason has.
Also, more hotels, EB.
Hold on. All you're doing is you're just getting on the plane. Like, don't they just pull up? It's a separate parking lot. It's a separate airport almost with these private planes.
You're not going through security and all that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're not seeing other people. You get on the plane. You know it's clean. You get to whatever park.
Well, you have the people on the plane. It's not a ton of people, but you have pilots. You have...
They're all tested.
Okay. I'm just saying there's more variables there.
But I don't think it's implausible.
I don't think it's implausible, but... All of a sudden, you're dealing with more hotels.
I think the hotel risk is overstated.
The other thing is some of these states aren't going to allow sports until a certain date. So maybe that is the hurdle.
Well, but right.
California, is at least, you know, the mayor of L.A. says he doesn't see it happening until 2020. I don't know that he's ruling it out, but that may be a tough place. Let's just pick one city, L.A. So the Nationals had to play the Dodgers, but the governor of California isn't allowing sporting events.
I mean, it's married.
Now what do you do?
Well, they'll make an exception. Then you make an exception, say there's not going to be any fans. All our guys are tested. I think you make an exception and for the good of the country.
I mean, is Mayor Bowser going to allow the Nats to play at Nats Park?
Why not? They're all tested.
We don't know at this point.
And no one gets hurt.
Because they're on lockdown. It's still considered lockdown.
Okay, not yet. But, you know, have you guys seen the reports from the Israeli scientist? He's a math guy.
Of course not.
He's not an epidemiologist and he's not a doctor, but he's looked at the trajectory of this virus in all these other countries, and he says the average course of it is 70 days.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, we're like 40 days into the lockdown. You know, within 30 days, this thing's probably going to be at a very, very extremely low level across the country, including New York. Now, it may come back, but it's going to be at a very low level. So, I mean, this is not going to happen. This is not going to be like this forever. Viruses
Agreed.
Come and go.
Agreed, but not every doctor/scientist agrees on that timeline.
Right, but...
And there's certain states and cities that will be behind others in terms of letting us get back to normal and allowing sports. So I'm guessing that's what the major hurdle is, as opposed to just playing in three states that they've already probably talked to that will allow sports by those
states.
Well,
look, bigger picture to me, as I said, they're actually looking at different types of plans because they're desperate to make it happen, and I think we are getting closer. We might still be far away, Jason, but we're getting closer to having sports come to fruition.
Every day we get closer, yes.
John Oran's going to join us, reporter for the Sports Business Journal. We'll talk about The Last Dance, the virtual NFL draft, and more here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.